What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. And for those of you watching on BAM User, this gorgeous creature sitting behind me is the lovely Lady Claire, looking even more lovely than usual.
Thank you.
And what is your first story today?
Well, it's some troubling news on the economic front. Apparently, according to the number, multiple job holders hit new all-time high. And this is really troubling. And the number of multiple job holders, or people who are forced to hold more than one job due to insufficient wages or for other reasons. And it's here that the red light flashing came on, because while on a seasonally adjusted basis, the series rose once again by 61,000 to 7.8 million people. When looked on in an actual unadjusted basis, the number of multiple job holders increased again, rising by 57 and hitting 8.107 million, the highest number this century.
And the problem is, when the government is calculating jobs, if you have one person working three jobs, they count it as three jobs.
Yeah.
I remember that back when George W. Bush was president, and they were talking about the economic problems back then, and he was talking to this woman who was saying that she had to work three jobs, and all Bush could say, well, isn't that wonderful? What mm-hmm. a land of opportunity that you could find three jobs.
And please. And you know, at that number, coupled with the reality that 95 million American workers, Mike, are no longer participating in the labor market, it just doesn't look good.
No, it doesn't look good at all. And as I was mentioning earlier in the show, the corporate media is trying to create this idea that Donald Trump is inheriting an economy that's in wonderful shape. The stock market's been soaring. Unemployment is down to 4.7%. Mm-hmm. And that's because everybody knows it's going to crash at some point.
Yep.
And they're going to dump the blame for it on Donald Trump, the way the Depression of the 1930s was blamed on Herbert Hoover. Even though the Depression, what led to the Depression, happened long before he was able to take office.
Yeah, absolutely. Now I'd like to bop over to Turkey. And apparently Erdogan has demanded that his Turkish citizens exchange their dollar to gold and Turkish lira. And early this morning, in yet another session of panicked selling, the Turkish lira crashed to a new low of just shy of U.S. Department of Treasury 3.60, and for a second or so went bidless as the currency plunged nearly 400 pips in seconds, after Turkish President Recep Erdogan said the path for investors will be opened with lower interest rates, and urged the central bank to imitate Japan and the U.S. where rates are low, and made the observation, why should we go around 14-15%? Well, unfortunately for Erdogan, the answer is simple. The currency tends to drop when an economy is seen as weak, the political regime unstable, and yes, a central bank cuts rates, which Turkey, as shown in the chart, well, it's in the article, cannot afford if it hopes to maintain a stable economy, with the lira already at all-time lows. Now, Mike, my question on this, how can Erdogan actually force the Turkish people to do this, except for some dubious executive decree under the still existing emergency powers he possesses? And if he does that, how is he going to get the Turkish people to comply? House-to-house raids by the Turkish military?
Well, that's where the whole thing falls apart, is enforcing compliance. And you need to remember that when Franklin Roosevelt outlawed private gold ownership, they didn't enforce it. A lot of people held on to their gold illegally, but enough people voluntarily turned it in to meet the needs to get the bank saved and everything. And this may be the case in Turkey, where they're just expecting 60-70% of the people will go along with this, and that's enough for our purposes.
I don't know if I'd bet on that level of compliance, considering how ticked off the Turkish people are with their government right now. And a couple more articles about the economy, this time going into Europe and that repercussion. Apparently, the Deutsche Bank stock slides after cutting off 3,400 non-strategic trading clients. This is not good. In September, headlines of Deutsche Bank trading clients pulling collateral sparked grave concern over the world's most systemically dangerous bank. Today, the stock is sliding once again, and as Wall Street Journal reports, the bank said it would cease providing some coverage for about 3,400 actively trading clients in its global markets divisions, according to a memo sent to equity staffs. And, Mike, to me, this looks double plus and good for the Deutsche Bank. And
it does. We're going to start seeing a lot of mid-level executives accidentally walk off parking structures again.
And added to the reality that Italy's banks are in serious trouble and the European economy may be on its way to a terrible spin-out, it could possibly take the U.S. economy with it. And apparently, this referendum on Sunday, if it fails, up to 8 Italian banks may fail.
Well, the poll numbers are narrowing, and again, election fraud is hardly something that is unique to the United States of America.
Oh, no.
But at this point, it's a waiting game. We're seeing Brussels is totally defensive. They're fending off countries trying to leave. They're trying to plug the economic holes. But sooner or later, there's going to be something that happens they're simply not going to be able to deal with.
Yeah.
It's an inevitability at this point. Could happen on Sunday.
Yeah.
They might steal the election for Renzi. But there'll be something else down the road where they're simply going to run out of options.
Right, right.
We're going to take a second here to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. The lovely Lady Claire is with us for our third and final hour this Powhana Friday. And what is your next story, my lady love?
Well, this isn't looking good. Apparently, Iran is threatening to walk away from the P5+1 nuclear deal in retaliation for new sanctions. And they're threatening to walk and pursue forms of retaliation, including a national boycott of American goods, as a result of Congress's overwhelming vote yesterday to level new sanctions against Iran for another 10 years.
Well, here's the thing.
Yeah.
Iran complied with all of the requirements of the P5+1 deal. They
mm-hmm.
kept their word, and the United States has not kept their side of the bargain. And the displayed attitude coming out of Washington, D.C. and Israel and the Congress is,
mm-hmm.
well, yes, they're doing what we want, but they're not doing it fast enough. You know, they got a bad attitude. We still don't trust them, and therefore we don't have to keep our side of the bargain. The damage from this
mm-hmm.
is way beyond Iran. The damage from this is every other country on earth now understands that if you sign a treaty with the United States of America, it isn't worth the ink that was in the pen that signed it.
Yep.
The U.S. government goes back on their promises. And that's going to make whoever does wind up being Trump's Secretary of State, it's going to make their job a lot more difficult.
Yeah.
How do we go back on out and reestablish that you can do business with the U.S. government, that they can be trusted to keep their commitments to you?
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be really, really difficult to do.
Well, it looks to me from my perspective that this approval of these sanctions was a carefully crafted tactic by the U.S. Senate to anger the Iranian leadership to the point where they're going to walk away, restart their nuclear weapons programs as the justification for the U.S. ultimately declaring war against Iran, which will almost certainly, Mike, mean war with Russia.
Remember, back in 2005 when General Wesley Clark blew the whistle on this, on this U.S. plan to take control of all the resource-rich areas of the world, to
mm-hmm.
shackle them to the U.S. dollar, and the last one on the list was Iran.
Yep.
The U.S. government has wanted a war on Iran going back at least to 2005 and probably before that as well. And, of course, Israel has always wanted the U.S. to go in and destroy Iran for
mm-hmm.
them.
And if I could ever craft an amendment to the Constitution, it would be this. When all congressional candidates declare their candidacy, that is the moment when one of their kids must enlist in the armed forces in units most likely to see frontline action. I'm almost willing to bet that this would dampen congressional ardor and lust for war, because this time with their kids tasked to participate in combat, it's personal. It's not just other people's kids getting killed and maimed for life, acceptable collateral damage, ultimately for corporate profit, but potentially will be their own. I think that would perhaps change the way in which the United States attempts to resolve its geopolitical differences.
You know, I miss the good old days when national leaders would lead their own armies into battle,
yep.
whether it was Alexander the Great mm-hmm. or Napoleon. I think we ought to go back to that system. If there's going to be a war, the President of the United States, who is the Commander-in-Chief,
yep.
should be out there commanding from
yep.
the front.
I would agree, absolutely. And speaking of war, this is a very interesting and ironic development to me. Apparently, Henry Kissinger and Zbigniew Brzezinski are going to be honored by the Nobel Institute and Oslo universities.
Mm-hmm.
These two guys have been behind, you know, immense wars, Iran, Afghanistan, Vietnam, Cambodia, Laos, and regime change against Allende in Chile. And they will be speaking at the first of a new event, the Nobel Peace Prize Forum in Oslo, created by the Nobel Institute.
Well, I mean, at this point, the Nobel Peace Prize has become a joke. You know, it's a gold thing that's handed out to the warmongers to convince you that you should listen to this person and pay no attention to these over here. You know, listen to the global warming scientist. He's got awards and plaques, and he's been on TV. And don't listen to the people who are talking about the snow and ice because they just drive the snow plow. How the heck would they know?
Yeah, right. But I thought it just bitterly ironic that these people would be honored, and yet people who actually have been working and continue to work for peace on this planet are just getting ignored.
Absolutely. I mean, it was a joke when they gave the Peace Prize to Obama. It was a joke when they gave it to Al Gore.
Mm-hmm.
They gave it to the group that Al Gore was representing.
Right.
Gore himself did not win the Nobel Peace Prize. He likes to claim that he did, but he was just there as the representative of the group who got it. But still, you know, what has global warming got to do with peace in the first place?
Hello.
I mean, Alfred Nobel's got to be spinning in his grave right now.
At warp speed, I'm sure.
Yes.
You know what we ought to do, what really happened, dear?
What we ought to do?
I think we ought to establish our own What Really Happened Peace Prize.
I think that's a good idea.
For people who are actually, they may be doing it quietly on the sidelines, but there are a lot of good people out there who are really working for a more peaceful, a more pleasant place where people can live and work in peace and without risk of being attacked by war.
Aaron Watada, Anne Wright, Tulsi Gabbard.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a huge list of people out there who are not being honored because they will not kowtow to the money junkies' war machine.
And they will not support the corporate narrative.
No.
Yeah, I hear you. Well,
I want to nominate you for a What Really Happened Peace Prize.
Thank you, dear.
Okay.
I'd nominate you, but let's expand it outside the family.
I think we ought to do that.
Yeah.
In
a perfectly predictable manner, North Korea has rejected the UN resolution against it and vows stronger self-defense measures. North Korea's foreign minister said on Thursday it rejects the latest UN Security Council resolution imposing fresh sanctions against the country for its September nuclear test, saying it's being denied sovereignty and the right to survival. The North Korean ministry said in a statement that the country will now be taking a stronger self-defense measure in response to the resolution.
Probably explains why they had that huge artillery training exercise, 90 howitzers.
I mean, this
is a lot of howitzers.
Palm to forehead moment. I mean, congrats, UN, for creating sanctions which are pushing North Korea into the polar opposite direction from where you say you want them to go. Smooth move. What needs to happen, what the UN, South Korea, Japan, China, and the U.S. should be doing, Mike, at this point, is getting Kim Jong-un and the North Korean government back to the negotiating table, negotiate in good faith, and present a real peace treaty to replace the existing armistice, which guarantees freedom of trade in exchange for North Korea stopping their nuclear weapons program and becoming a signatory to the NNPT.
Unfortunately,
this is logical.
Yeah, so the problem, the problem here is that, you know, everybody has to agree to have peace.
Yeah.
It takes only one person to get out there and destroy that peace and lead to war.
Mm-hmm.
And our government, the U.S. government right now, there are way too many people who see a major global war as their best way out of this mess that they've made over the last half century in this country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's scary. And it's very frustrating to me that logic and the resolution of geopolitical differences don't seem to have a good ongoing relationship, particularly regarding the United States.
Well, it makes sense if you look at it from their point of view. If you ignore what you're being told in the media about mm-hmm. Assad as a terrible dictator and yeah. Saddam had nuclear weapons,
right.
and you realize what the real agenda is, which was conquest and theft of other people's wealth, it does, in a very sick, twisted way, actually make sense.
Mm-hmm.
The problem we're all dealing with right now is the U.S. government as a whole has overcommitted down this path that Wesley Clark blew the whistle on.
Yeah.
They can't just quit and say we were wrong and turn around without our economy imploding immediately. So their mindset is victory or death, as long as it's somebody else's death.
Yeah.
And they're going to push on through. And ultimately, especially with the new revelations coming out about the Zumwalt and all these other weapon systems, where even the Pentagon's top tester is saying these two new classes of littoral combat ships have zero chance of being able to carry out a 30-day mission because of all the problems with them. We're going to lose this next war.
Yeah.
And I don't want our next generation of children to inherit the collective guilt of what the United States government has done, the way the German people were forced to suffer the collective guilt for what had happened under the Nazis, even though it happened before they were even alive.
Mm-hmm.
And I would spare our next generation that sorrow.
Right. Another little note about the UN. Apparently, it has apologized for cholera spreading in Haiti, but not for causing it, which it did. Apparently, Secretary General Ban Ki-moon apologized Thursday for the U.S. not doing enough to contain the spread of a cholera outbreak in Haiti, but he stopped short of apologizing for bringing the disease to the Caribbean nation. Ban made his remarks in a speech announcing the U.N.'s new approach to cholera in Haiti, which seeks to provide aid to communities affected by the disease, which has affected about 800,000 Haitians. That's a huge number, Mike, and killed over 9,000. On behalf of the United Nations, I want to say very clearly, we apologize to the Haitian people. We simply did not do enough with regard to the cholera outbreak and its spread in Haiti. We are profoundly sorry for his role, Ban said, speaking first in Creole, then repeating himself in French and English. This has cast a shadow upon the relationship between the UN and the people of Haiti.
Well, I imagine the people of Haiti are pretty much angry with everybody, the Clinton Foundation.
Oh, yeah.
And if you look at the so-called assistance that went down there to Haiti following mm-hmm. that horrendous earthquake, it all wound up buying up land for pennies on the dollar for development as new mm-hmm. Tourist resorts. It's almost like somebody had a plan to literally erase the Haitian people from Haiti
mm-hmm.
and build a new tropical island casino paradise down there or something.
Well, what happened was that the people who were the zero patient zeros were from a peacekeeping mission from Tibet. That's how it started. And so apparently the UN's military can spread disease with impunity, with the UN never being liable for prosecution. I mean, that is so sick and twisted, I can't even begin it to talk about it, you know?
You know, I got to wonder why the United Nations spent the money to bring people from Tibet all the way around the globe to mm-hmm. Haiti in the first place.
Yep.
It almost seems like it was intentional to bring these people
yeah.
with these illnesses into Haiti, just like we're seeing all these refugees and illegal immigrants come mm-hmm. across our border
yep.
carrying highly contagious diseases that had previously been eradicated in this country. Is the medical industrial complex that desperate for business that they actually want to start some pandemics?
You never know, but it's a scary thought.
It is.
It's a really scary thought. And there have been all sorts of lawsuits to which the UN has said, I mean, all over the place, in South America, in the United States, but they've all been shut down.
Okay.
They've not been allowed to go forward.
We have to take a break for commercials, and we'll be back.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that LimeScale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate LimeScale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party. And the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore. And
aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. I was just looking at the weather radar, and apparently on the north part of Oahu, up by the Polynesian Cultural Center, they're under some serious rain and thunder showers. But so far here, we still got a little bit of sun and haze and cloud and just a little bit of misting out there. What is your next story?
Well, this is from an address that was given by CENTCOM Commander. U.S. must keep troops in Afghanistan to, quote-unquote, send a strong message. Speaking at the Foreign Policy Initiatives Forum yesterday, General Joseph Votel, the head of Central Command, praised President Obama for not following through on planned drawdowns of troops in occupied Afghanistan, saying he wants to keep troop levels at least this high for the foreseeable future. General Votel argued that keeping 8,400 troops in Afghanistan more or less permanently was a very wise move, and that it would send a strong message to the people of Afghanistan that the U.S. believes its military strategy is working.
No, the message they're sending to Afghanistan is you're not allowed to run your own country anymore, and we're going to stay here as long as there is oil and opium to get sucked out.
Yeah, you know, I in reading this, All I could wonder was, has this gentleman gone absolutely barking mad and lost his reality license to make such a statement in public? And were I able to invite this guy over for tea, and I sincerely doubt he would accept the invitation, I would have to ask him point blank, just what are the metrics to which he could point, which indicate 15 years on, and with the Taliban taking on more and more territory on a daily basis, that the U.S. strategy is actually working. And as you said, the only element right now for whom this tactic is working is the burgeoning Afghani opium trade.
And the pipeline.
Yeah.
That's what this regime change in Afghanistan was all about back in the 1990s.
Yep.
A group of oil companies wanted to run a pipeline across Afghanistan. They talked to the Taliban, and the Taliban said the pipeline right-of-way will cost X. And the oil companies didn't want to spend X. They wanted to pay only Y.
Mm-hmm.
So they went before Congress and said a new, more business-friendly, oil company-friendly regime was needed in Afghanistan. And that was the root of the invasion of Afghanistan. Now, one of the people who went before Congress was the representative of Unocal Oil, Hamid Karzai, who eventually was installed as the president of the newly conquered Afghanistan. And, I mean, that's what it was really all about, an oil pipeline right-of-way and restoring Afghanistan's opium trade, because the Taliban had shut it down completely, and all the drug lords here in the United States of America, especially those in the CIA, they'd been cut off from the opium from Vietnam. Now they're cut off from the opium coming from Afghanistan, and they needed a supply to keep in business, and that's what this war was all about. And we have photos of U.S. and coalition forces guarding and protecting the opium poppy fields and actually handling those sacks of raw opium.
Yeah, it's pretty grim. And I wish every American citizen had the opportunity to see those images. Because if you think that our soldiers, and I have tremendous respect for our American men and women in military uniform, but that our soldiers are being used in this way, if you saw those images, you would really, really get angry. This is not about protecting the United States. It's not about protecting the American way of life. It's all about private profit.
Oil and opium.
Yeah.
That's what's driving it. Or in the case of Central America, cocaine.
Yeah, exactly. Apparently, and this comes to us from antiwar.com, which is a very sober site, and along with reading what really happened, I encourage people to pop on over there as well. The Pentagon, again, is underreporting civilians killed in Iraq and Syrian airstrikes. The latest in the occasional Pentagon statements on civilian deaths in the air wars in Iraq and Syria has claimed 54 civilians slain between March 31st and October 22nd, continuing the trend of official figures being massively lower than those reported by the local media. This puts the official death toll at 173 civilians for the entire air war.
All right, we got to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with three shots from the rear and one shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years, since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-7900. 800-998-0911.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no way.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And before I turn this microphone back over to Claire, during the commercial, I was watching the Fox News feed here, and they're talking about how the Syrian government and the Russians are making tremendous gains in Aleppo. And the talking head had this comment, the fall of Aleppo seems inevitable. And right there, that tells you which side the U.S. and its corporate media have been on, mm-hmm. that of the hired terrorists trying to overthrow the legitimate government of Syria, because otherwise they'd say Aleppo's on the verge of liberation.
Yes. Yeah, it's very interesting how that got put.
You know, and they're also covering the referendum in Italy. They're calling it Italy's Brexit, and apparently... they're all screaming that if the no camp wins the referendum, the banks are going to crash and so forth and so on. And Italy's prime minister is now saying he's going to resign. It's an ugly situation. Your next story would be?
The UN is reporting that Iraq troop deaths are soaring with the Mosul invasion. Between Iraq's military militias and the Kurdish Peshmerga, some 50,000 troops have invaded the area around Mosul to take it back from the rebels. The Peshmerga is reporting that they lost a large hunk of fighters by themselves, with 1,600 killed and over 10,000 wounded since late October. That, of course, is only a fraction of the overall death toll for the month of November, as some 2,227 ISIS fighters have also been killed. Among civilians, the UN only counted 926 killed, but the figure is actually several hundred higher, with the UN continuing to exclude deaths in Anbar from their official figure. All told,
so those Anbarians don't count.
Yeah. And all told, that puts the death toll right now at 5,719 for Iraq in November, which is roughly in line with October. The November figures show a six-fold increase in Iraqi troop deaths, with ISIS casualties on the decline. And these horrific numbers are President Bush's legacy of the war and occupation of Iraq.
Yeah, the U.S. government's just made a mess of the world.
Yeah,
they have.
Yeah.
And I think in the future, history books are going to say this was World War III.
Mm-hmm.
And fortunately, it looks like Trump is going to pull the plug on this. Apparently, during one of his speeches he made on part of his thank you tour, he said he's going to end the era of the U.S. toppling other people's governments. And I think that would be a big, big thing to accomplish.
Yes.
And give everybody a chance to rebuild their lives. Again, when you look at the caliber of people who have dominated our government for the last 30 years, these are people tied up with the drug trade. And when you realize that degree of criminality, you come to understand that they're going to do what they want to do, and they don't care who gets harmed.
Yeah.
Just like a regular street drugs dealer, he doesn't care if you overdose and die. He doesn't care if you have to rob a store to buy his or her product. It doesn't care if you wind up going to jail because of it. It's just all about the money and peddling the drugs. Mm-hmm. And when people like that acquire political power, which happened after Iran-Contra, they just operate the same way. They've done very well for themselves, and look what devastation they have done to the planet around them. It's just like when drugs come into a neighborhood and you see the entire neighborhood decline. We're seeing the same thing on a national and indeed global scale.
Absolutely, absolutely. Interesting little tidbit. The Obama administration is stiff-arming lawmakers questioning secret refugee deal with Australia. And nearly 2,500 refugees from terrorism hotspots around the world are bound for the U.S. after being rejected by Australia. But not even top lawmakers can get answers about who the heck they are.
I mean, if you think about it very, very quick,
yeah.
Australia is a country that was started by prison convicts,
mm-hmm.
and they think these refugees are too dangerous to let in.
Yeah.
And yet Obama's going to open the gate and let them pour on through.
And they're bound to the U.S. They were rejected by Australia, but top lawmakers can't get straight answers about who they are. And in an unprecedented move, the U.S. State Department has classified details on these refugees to be resettled in America via a secret deal made with Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull, called a one-off, as classified.
So we have all these people who originated in these terror hotspots filled with people who hate the U.S. government.
Yep.
They couldn't get into Australia. They're coming here to the United States of America, and the U.S. government is classifying their identities so that police cannot find and keep an eye on these people.
Yeah.
This is probably the worst abuse of classification ever mm-hmm. since 9/11 itself, when the U.S. government classified the evidence that the dancing Israelis were linked to 9/11 itself.
Mm-hmm.
Are they planning a new 9/11 that's going to involve all of these terrorist refugees?
Mm-hmm.
Are they the next false flag? They're going to blow up bombs all across the country?
And
is that why the U.S. government is protecting them?
I don't know. Now, I have posted many times about the horrific conditions on Nauru, which a lot of these people and their kids are being held. It is a black eye against the core Australian values of freedom and compassion, and I kind of asked out loud for at least a little degree of sympathy for the children who had no choice but to follow their parents. And I advocated for the Australian government to consider partnering with various international adoption agencies, because you look at some of these kids, you see the brightness, they're cute, they could get adopted into loving homes that could give them hope and a future. But the fact that Obama did this was with his normal, graceless hubris, essentially bypassing Congress, does give me a pause for concern. And Mike, I have to ask the question, how great is the vetting these people are going to get, considering that the Somali immigrant refugee Abdul Razak Ali Artan, who stabbed a bunch of college students recently at Ohio State University, was also vetted by this very same U.S. government, which concluded that he was utterly no risk to the American
public.
There's
no vetting going on. The Australians have already vetted him and said, these people are dangerous. We're not going to let them in.
Yeah.
So if Obama is letting them in, clearly he's bypassing the vetting process.
Yeah.
It's insane. Are they trying to smuggle a terrorist army into this country before Donald Trump can take office?
It's scary, the absolute lack of responsibility and lack of accountability that this administration has demonstrated through the past 8 years. You know, it's really awful.
Even more than that, it may be, you know, the establishment as a whole. They don't want Donald Trump in the White House.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing everything that they can to keep him out. There's still Hail Mary pass at this Electoral College nonsense. Mm-hmm. But if Trump is inaugurated in January, I think what we're seeing is they're setting up for him to fail spectacularly. I mean, all this propaganda in the corporate media about how the U.S. economy is wonderful and Obama's done a really great job and Donald Trump's inheriting this wonderful economy, so that when it does come apart, they can say, oh, well, we handed him a great economy. Look how bad this outsider Donald Trump just messed it up, and it proves we should never have anybody but professional politicians in the political elite. Mm-hmm. And this could be another situation, bringing all these violent people in. Donald Trump's going to have to be dealing with this epidemic of domestic terrorism, and the corporate media is going to say, oh, see, Donald Trump, he can't keep you safe, he can't keep you protected. It looks like they're out to sabotage the Trump presidency so that he's a single-term president and Hillary can run again in 2020, or somebody else. I mean, if Hillary's brain has melted before then. But it's all about the establishment reasserting its control and slapping down the American people and say, don't you dare think that any one of you could ever be president. That whole thing about anyone can be president of the United States, that's just a lie we tell you to keep you involved here. You have to be one of the elites. You have to be part of the CIA's narcocracy, you know, before you can even, and you have to sell your soul to Israel before you can even dare to dream of holding any kind of an elected office.
Yeah, absolutely. There has been a very interesting charge against the Saudi government by a gentleman who is currently in Gitmo. And he's charging that the Saudi Arabia's terrorist rehab facility is actually a secret radicalization program. And this guy is an accused Al-Qaeda bomb maker detained at Gitmo. And he has claimed, because he was talking to the parole board at Gitmo, you guys want to send me back to Saudi Arabia because you believe that there is a de-radicalization program. Well, on the surface, maybe. But make no mistake, underneath there is a hidden radicalization program. Now, this place is called the Prince Mohammed bin Naif Counseling and Care Center in Riyadh. And it claims that it's deactivating jihadists through a 12-step program to help them reintegrate with society.
So if you don't blow up a school bus for a week, you get a little plastic tag?
A little participation plaque, you know. But apparently the Crown Prince is looking to, according to this gentleman, recruit these men away from pure jihad to working for the state of Saudi Arabia. Now, Mike, if in fact these accusations prove to be true, it's really time for the U.S. government to cut loose from its geopolitical frenemy. The damage this country has done to the Middle East and beyond by embracing a very violent Wahhabist interpretation of the Quran and Hadith has been incalculable. I mean, you take a look at the devastation in Yemen, children who are starving to death, children who are getting mowed down in Saudi military operations. Are these really our friends? I mean, come on.
Well, you know, they're thugs, but there are thugs. I mean, the same thing with Qatar.
Yeah.
And again, The U.S. and Saudi Arabia have been tied together economically going back to the petrodollar deal following Richard Nixon's ending of gold convertibility for the U.S. Federal Reserve note. And the reality is Saudi Arabia grew rich off the petrodollar deal. They're in economic trouble now because of the U.S. oil price war against Russia. They still have huge amounts of investments in this country, which buys them a lot of leverage. Now, certainly Israel would like to find a way to break off relations between the U.S. and Saudi Arabia, because Saudi Arabia has influence because they're pouring money into our country, as opposed to Israel, which is
grabbing it out,
trying to maintain control and influence even as it sucks this country dry. And so I think a lot of this Saudi Arabia attacks and bashing and accusation can be traced back to Israel, which definitely wants to make us enemies. And I remember somebody once said a quote you know, Israel is our only friend in the Middle East. That's funny because before Israel was created, the U.S. didn't have any enemies in the Middle East.
Yep.
And today we're in this polarized world where supposedly Israel is our only friend, but Israel goes out to turn everybody into enemies of each other. And I can't think of a better example of that than Israel's attack on the USS Liberty, trying to sink the ship and blame Egypt for it to make Egypt and the United States enemies. That's how it gets done. And we know that certainly when 9/11 happened, there was a tremendous effort to blame Saudi Arabia for it, which kind of fell apart. This is how Israel likes to operate, create an atrocity and blame somebody for it in order to destroy diplomatic relations so that the U.S. Is dependent on Israel for any influence in the Middle East.
It's nasty. I'd like to also spend a little bit more time regarding Syria. And it came from blacklistednews.com, another resource that is usually pretty clear and clean and sober, and I would urge our readers and listeners to think about bobbing over there once in a while. And the title of this article is "The Battle for Aleppo is Over. Now the Real War Has Begun." And apparently within hours of the news that Sunni militant resistance in eastern Aleppo had collapsed, the U.S. House passed House Bill number 5732, authorizing an investigation into creating a no-fly zone over Syria. In other words, the U.S. House is looking for ways to start a hot war in Syria with Russia. Now, this could just be more impotent saber-rattling by a fading group of backbencher conservatives. Think Lindsey Graham and John McCain. But it's something that needs to be looked at and paid attention to all the way. The goal of this no-fly zone is to implement the Plan B strategy to break Syria up, to balkanize it into two separate countries. Then they can create some form of Greater Kurdistan across parts of Syria, Iraq, Iran, and eastern Turkey. Now, Russia's deployment of S-300 and S-400 missile defense systems around Syria and delivering them to Iran is an important countermove to squelch this plan. Now, we at What Really Happened have mentioned many times the possibility of an outgoing Obama administration gifting President-elect Trump with one, if not two, wars before he's even had the opportunity to take the oath of office. And Mike, I think you would agree with me that the time right now between now and the 20th of January, when Trump does take the oath of office, is one of the most critically dangerous times in the history of this country.
I would agree. Now, Russia and China are showing restraint because they understand things are about to change in the U.S. I would hope that Iran would back off their anger over Congress passing the extension of the sanctions, understanding that when Donald Trump comes into office, that he may have a change of heart about the P5+1 deal there as well. We already know that Trump has changed his mind about torture, basically because in his interview of General Mattis, Mattis came on out and said, it doesn't work.
Yeah.
You know, give me some cigarettes and a couple of six packs of beer and I'll do better.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And so I think Trump may reevaluate that. I think Trump needs, and again, my concerns about Trump, he's a reactionary president. He's a populist president. very much like Jimmy Carter was.
Mm-hmm.
And just like Jimmy Carter, too much of Trump's worldview is based on what he's been seeing in the corporate media all during his life.
Right.
And he needs one of his advisors to come up and just say, Donald, everything that was on that newspaper page, everything that was on that TV screen, everything mm-hmm. that came out of that radio,
yeah.
it was all a lot of nonsense, and you need to go back and find out for yourself what's really going on. The issue with Iran is simply this. Iran kept their side of the P5+1 agreement.
Yep.
It is the United States that's in violation of international law. And remember, Iran has not launched a war of conquest in over 200 years.
Right.
Let's make peace with them. We got to take a break. Commercials. Back with the last segment of our program after these few words.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
How you doing? It's Jimmy here from Zipa. Today I wanted to tell you about my efforts to achieve global elimination of snoring. It all starts with respect. Respect for yourself and respect for others. Listen, you think you're being a nice guy or a nice girl by letting a guy or girl next to you sleep and snore every night. It's the ultimate disrespect to have that happen. You wake that person up and you tell them, go to Zipa.com now. Z-Y-P-P-A-H. .com. We're not going to tolerate this, all right? Snoring is not okay. Someone next to you is snoring, you tell them to buy a Zipa. Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com. I know that you're listening to these snoring things and you're thinking, well, it don't apply to me. I don't have these problems. A lot of people are in denial, but it's true. Listen, if you're snoring, you got to stop it. What you got to do is get this fixed. Get a Zipa and change your life. Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Last segment on this Powhana Friday, and you had one more story you wanted to do.
Mm-hmm. Yes, the bill targeting alleged Russian propaganda, bring on the borscht, Boris, passes.
Bring on the vodka.
Yes. apparently, H.R. 6393, Intelligence Authorization Act for fiscal year 2017, passed in the House of Representatives on November 30th. The legislation deals with a number of intelligence-related issues, including Russian propaganda, or what the government calls propaganda. Section 501 calls for the government to counter measures by Russia to exert covert influence carried out in coordination with or at the behest of political leaders or the security services of the Russian Federation, and the role of the Russian Federation has been hidden or not acknowledged publicly. Definitions include media manipulation, covert broadcasting, disinformation, and forgeries.
Because that's all the U.S. government's job, you know.
Funding agents of influence.
Yes.
And it's easy to see how this law, if passed by the Senate and signed by the president, could be used against alleged fake news websites.
Including this one. I'm on the Washington Post list. And, you know, I'm going to hurl the defy here.
Yeah.
I dare anybody to show a canceled check to me to what really happened that originated anywhere inside Russia. It doesn't exist.
No, it doesn't. And, you know, this is desperation on the cusp of madness by this government. And I would be laughing my head off at the insanity of this characterization of the site, as well as others who've been tarred. And I would also like to politely remind our readers and listeners, that the U.S. government and corporate prostitutes lied about Afghanistan and Iraq in order to justify wars against them. To date, these wars are ongoing with absolutely zero metric one can point to as a military win for either conflict.
But this whole thing about this war on Russian propaganda, or the war on the independent media, mm-hmm. as I mentioned earlier in the show, it's really a war on skepticism and doubt.
Right.
Because this government, thinking back to that story about Franklin Roosevelt and the whoppers he was telling in 1941.
Yep.
To get us prepared to go to war. This government controls us through lies, fraud, and deception. They don't know any other way to do it. And whenever anybody stands up and says, you're wrong, you made a mistake, mm-hmm. you're flat out lying, oh, it's fake news, it's heresy, it's all this terrible thing. We just put up an article from Washington's blog. Fake news has been a problem for thousands of years, and here how it's been stopped. And they go down all these people in history who were accused of spreading fake news.
Mm-hmm.
Socrates.
Yep.
In 399 BC, William Tyndale, the guy who translated the Bible into English so you could read it for yourself and not have to rely on the clergy to tell you what it meant. Then there was Galileo, was tortured for spreading fake news.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what's going on. The book burnings by the Nazis, and today this attack on the independent media is the digital equivalent of the Nazi book burning.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got a hard sell because too many people know about all the lies they've been fed by the corporate media and the government. And that's a heck of a thing for them to overcome.
Yes.
Anyway, there's the music. It's time for us to get on out of here and have a relaxing afternoon waiting for the storms to come on in.
Mm-hmm.
Have a good weekend. Remember, you are all part of the independent media. Take what you learn here. Share it with everybody that you know. Be gentle. One little fact at a time. Don't overwhelm them and throw them into a panic so that they run to their safe room and play with the Play-Doh. We'll be back on Monday. Aloha, America.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.